Hello, Sun City, Shadow Hills, Big John here. I've got a big podcast today. I've got special guests, which is very exciting. I'll have our assistant general manager, Vanessa Ione. I'm going to have Manny from the restaurant. I'm going to have Connie from Lifestyles. So just wanted to say that it's hot out there, so make sure everybody is taking lots of water with them. And make sure if you're out and walking around and you have any problems, make sure you flag somebody down and get some help, because we have our security team out there, and they will be happy to stop and help you. We're going to start off today with Connie. Connie, good afternoon to you.
Well, good afternoon to you as well, good. John, and I'm glad to be here.
Nice.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, most definitely. What's going on in Lifestyles?
Well, let me tell you what's going on in Lifestyles. So get your pens and your papers and your calendars and take some notes, because we have some wonderful and some exciting activities that are coming up. Our first one, we really, really want to make sure that everyone gets this information on June 30th, which is Thursday, June 30th at 7 p.m. We are going to repeat our Concerts Under the Stars summer series, starring Johnny Mesa and Steve Alanza. So you don't want to miss that. And like last time, Shadows will be there providing the bar, and they make some mean, mean Bloody Marys over there. Lifestyle would be providing free snacks as long as they last. So we hope that we will see you. There's no reservation that is needed. Just show up, bring your lawn chairs, just in case if you need to sit down on the grass area and enjoy the music.
Nice. So that'll be coming up on June 30th, okay?
Correct.
Is that all we're doing in Lifestyles? That's the end of Lifestyles?
Or we have more?
Let's do more.
Okay, Monday, July 4th at 10 a.m. from 10 to 4, we will be having our 4th of July activities event celebration. It will kick off with the golf cart parade. And if you were there last year, you knew exactly how much fun you had participating in the golf cart parade, decorating your golf carts. This year, we're doing a little special twist. It is going to be a fun for the whole entire family. So we are encouraging you to bring your grandchildren, your children, aunts, uncles, cousins, so to make it a family affair. Our own paper crafters have volunteered to do arts and craft for the kids. So we're hoping that you come out, enjoy the meal. You must sign up on Eventbrite if you are participating in the golf cart parade only, but you would like to have a meal, you still would need to sign up. There is also a section on there for you to register how many of your grandchildren would be attending. So we hope you take advantage. We know that some people are still making some decisions, but we want you to get in before we sell out.
Okay, so let me ask you a question then, Connie. So the golf cart parade is going to start at 10 a.m., so people will have their golf carts decorated, and we'll go down Sun City, Shadow Hills like we did last year. I think we had, I think we had 67 golf carts last year. It was amazing. It was a great, great kickoff to summer. So this year we'll have the golf cart parade, and then we're going to have a pool party. We're going to have games, food, and music. So the golf cart parade, there's no entry fee whatsoever to participate in the golf parade. But when people come back, you're going to have food and festivities. That is the $12 fee that
exactly.
You sign up for on. Now, to do the golf cart parade, they don't have to sign up on Eventbrite, right?
Correct.
But to do the food and festivities and everything, it's best to sign up on Eventbrite. And that way you will get a count and know how we're doing with food and quantities and everything.
Correct.
And okay,
for
cool.
only $12, you get a wonderful holiday meal.
Uh-huh.
Children under five and under eat for free.
Nice. So you said something about paper crafters. So we have people coming in that you have scheduled in to make the events even more exciting for the families.
It's one of our clubs. And they have volunteers who are excited to come in and do some activities. And you, even if the grandchildren didn't want to do the activities, you're more than welcome to participate because they have some amazing arts and craft items that I think is great for everyone to enjoy.
That's cool. I think I'd like to see what the paper crafters is all about. So, and then there'll be games as well.
It will be games. Okay. It will be swimming. Children's swim hours are going to be from 2 to 5.
Okay.
On Monday, 4th of July as well.
Okay. Is that all Lifestyles has, or is there more?
Well, no, we have more.
Oh, my goodness. There's more coming. Okay, what you got?
We have our new homeowners orientation on July 8th. So we hope that everyone who has not attended Julie Johnston with Comedy Night, with That's Entertainment, has given 2 tickets for us to raffle off. So please, you don't want to miss the orientation on July 8th at 10 o'clock in the ballroom. And
now,
John.
Oh, please, tell me.
We're off to the races.
Oh, my goodness. Well, as I've said to a lot of people here, we actually have a jockey that lives, here in the community.
I've heard.
His name is Mel. And I got to tell you, I was in his house one day, and it blew my mind because he actually had a picture on the wall of the Santa Anita racetrack where I lived. And I said, wow, that's kind of neat. You have all that. And he says, well, I used to race out there. I said, well, my uncle was a jockey, and you couldn't tell by my size because he was married in, by the way. But he was a jockey, Ralph Neves. And Ralph used to ride with him. And it just blew my mind. And he knew my grandfather from the track. And it was just, it's a really small world when you talk to people about different things they do. So what's going on with Del Mar?
So Del Mar, Thursday, August the 4th, we will be heading to the races. Again, you must sign up on Eventbrite. We depart at 10 a.m. We return at 8, and it's $58 a person. For more information, you can contact the Lifestyle Front Desk, or you can go online and check out Eventbrite.
Wow, that's really cool. So $58, that's transportation and
entry,
and then people can bring their water and things for the bus ride and all that.
And we provide snacks on the buses.
Nice. So does that also guarantee all their bedding, too, for $58? No way, huh? Okay,
no
bedding's
way.
On their own. Okay, anything else?
Yes, in September, we will be having our getaway, and it is a 2-night, 3-day Laughlin trip. I know a lot of our homeowners who enjoy traveling with us have been asking for us to do something since we have not done anything since 2019. So this will be the first overnighter that we have for 2022, and we're excited about it. So it is called Enjoying Laughlin. So we encourage everyone again to sign up. We have double occupancy rates as well, so it's single rates, and we're going to have a ball in Laughlin.
Wow, that's really cool. So I think this is what the board approved at the last meeting. It was this overnighter.
Yes.
And we're hoping possibly that the board will approve more overnighters. You have more that you have in the mix of?
Yes, we do. Good. And hopefully, I know that a couple of people have heard this over and over again, but hopefully in 2023, we can go ahead and take our trip to the Grand Canyon in Sedona. So that's the one that we've been working on.
Nice.
And hopefully we can have those details finalized soon.
You know, that really brings to the forefront of what Lifestyles is all about, is having these events available to the community. And people can pick and choose what they want to do and what fits in their wheelhouse, you know, and have fun with it. So, Connie, the Lifestyles team is doing a fantastic job of putting events together. And I think this community as a whole appreciates that 100%. So they may not say it, but they do appreciate it.
And they do. And we really appreciate the feedback. Another point I wanted to make in terms of expanding our educational portion.
Sure.
On the 28th of June, we're doing our Age Well Drive Smart
Okay.
with NDOCHP. They will come out and do a presentation. Check with your insurance companies first, because the certificate, in most cases, the insurance companies will give you a discount up to 25% off of your insurance once you present the certificate. But not all insurance companies participate, so please check with your insurance company to make sure that they also offer that benefit as well.
Right, so we don't guarantee what the percentage is.
Exactly.
But they can
check
with their insurance companies on what it could be.
Exactly.
But it could be as high.
Up to.
Sure. What's going on? I see a note of the cookbook.
Let me tell you about the cookbook. We are almost there. Yay! We have about 150 submissions. Our target is to start putting the book together in August. If we put the book together in August, we are assured that you would have it before the holidays. If you would like to present the cookbook as a wonderful holiday gift to your friends and your families.
Nice. That's great. Anything else from Lifestyles?
Well, we'll be here all week, yeah. John. So
nice.
I'm going to take it up to September. I know we have our outdoor concert in October, on October the 30th,
yes.
We will be featuring the Doors, and we're asking, since this is going to be a combination of our spooktacular Halloween event, come in costume if you so desire.
Nice.
That's great. That'll be a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Now, how about the directory, Connie? I know that Gus and Joe finalized the directory, which is amazing. A special shout out to Gus and Joe for finalizing that. That was fantastic.
And thank you, Vanessa, for reminding me of that. We have gone through, the community knows that the director's here. I think, Gus, we've gone through maybe about 4 boxes already, and he's piling up more. So feel free to come by, get your directory, and thank you for participating and supporting the Lifestyle events.
Right. That's great. Okay, well, that's a lot of stuff from Lifestyle, so I'm telling you, you've got a lot of things planned, and I'm sure there's a lot more in the works. I know that the Lifestyles Committee works really hard in their meetings to get a lot of these events put together and sent out. So our next special guest is Manny. Manny is here. Manny's here from the restaurant. And Manny has some updates on what's going on at the restaurant so that you folks will hear it directly here from him. Manny?
Well, good afternoon, John, first of all. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Good afternoon to the community. You know, I'm excited to be here and present the upcoming events for the restaurant. I'm going to start with great news. Starting June 21st, we are reopening for breakfast. So we are going to be open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. We're still closed on Monday, but we're moving forward.
So let me ask you a question about that, Manny. I know the board has been striving really, really hard to try and get you guys as much as we can as far as the board is concerned. We were looking for some additional employees that Troon would hire, because, you know, we at Sun City Shadow Hills don't have employees, but we encourage our vendors to get as many employees as we can, and we do what we can to have the opportunity for them to do so. You have found people now that will be able to run our breakfast.
We have found people, John.
Hats off to that.
Yeah, it's been a struggle, but we're excited. Like I said, we're moving forward very quickly, after we finish the season. And we're just excited to get somewhat back to normal.
Nice,
I think the community is going to love that. I know our staff loves that. We love that. You know, it's a very positive environment right now.
That's good. So anything special on the menus that are changing, or how's it going?
Nothing special for the breakfast menu. We're going to continue the same menu that we have. We're just, you know, expanding it from Tuesday through Friday. In the near future, we will change the menu for breakfast. We are, however, changing our lunch menu, and that's going to take place also on Tuesday. So we want to do our grand breakfast reopening by offering a regular breakfast and then offering a new lunch menu as well. We invite everybody to join. So please give us a call, make reservations. We know it's going to be a busy day.
That's great. Are we having any specialty nights coming up?
We do, actually. On the 22nd will be our pasta night for the month of June. Then we're going to take a little bit of a break, and Saturday we'll have our prime rib. On the 28th of June, we're going to have Just Two Guys. And I want to take this time to thank everybody that called and reserved. And I want to apologize to everybody who was not able to get in. Unfortunately, it was a very popular event, and we sold out within the first 45 minutes. So because of the popularity, we're going to talk to the guys from Just Two Guys and see if we can offer maybe another concert night with them, or maybe a second concert night during the month, just to be able to accommodate more people. Following that, on June 29th, we have Southern Comfort. So a lot of the people in the community have been asking for that. So please give us a call and reserve for that. Reservations are now open. In the month of July, though, to celebrate our Independence Day, we'll be having the bar for 4th of July here with Lifestyles. On the 6th, on Wednesday the 6th, we'll be offering the Texas Barbecue Night. On July 13th, we'll be offering a pasta night. And then just to keep the 4th of July theme going, on July 20th, we'll be offering a Burger Town USA.
Okay, so Manny, so the menus that you have, how far out do you put online where the menus are, where people can see this, like the specialty events? The calendar. The calendar.
The calendar is out about 2 weeks before the end of the month, so this calendar will probably be up by Friday.
Okay, so this is a preview to July,
which is a preview, correct.
Nice, that's great. So they can go online and see what the calendar is,
that is correct.
For the rest of the month. Okay, that's cool. I was going to ask a question. It kind of slipped my mind. Oh, I know what it was. So you always stick to the rule that when an event is happening, you put it out for reservations 2 weeks prior to the event. Is that correct?
Correct.
And so nobody has any opportunities to get on that until that opens up fair and square to the entire community.
That is correct. And with that said, I mean, I've said it before on the View articles, and I've put it online before, is we don't take any reservations prior to us opening. So just a reminder, when calling in for reservations on specialty nights, please call back, you know, and speak, or call and speak to a server or a hostess. We will not be honoring voicemail reservations because that would be unfair to everybody else who's calling in, you know, when we open.
Correct. Yes. That's very fair. Okay, cool. All right. Anything else going on?
I do have one question.
Is there a wait list that you could get on if you don't get to have a reservation?
There is a wait list, actually. The way our reservation log is set up, as soon as we fill up, we already have a wait list ready.
Okay, great.
And we do confirm reservations the weekend before the event. That way, anybody who's on the wait list has an opportunity to get into the specialty night.
Well, I'll tell you what, specialty nights are great. I know that a lot of this community loves those specialty nights, and it puts out a great feeling to the community when you do those specialty nights. So congratulations on that. Manny, thank you very much for being here today. I appreciate that.
Thank you, John.
I have Vanessa Ione has a couple of things. Vanessa wants to talk to everybody about this concern about the $2.99 charge from Frontier. What's going on with that?
Thank you so much. Well, you know, everyone else gets to talk about fun events, fun specialty nights, and I get to talk about not so fun items like fees. But anyway, I'm glad to be able to come on here and be able to clear that up. We were made aware that Frontier sent out a mass email to their customers regarding a paperless billing, a fee for billing. It's a printing fee. The way to remove that fee is to go onto their website and sign up for paperless billing. However, we understand that most of our homeowners don't have other services on top of the bulk internet HOA service. So if you do not have any other service on top of the HOA internet, the bulk internet service, you will be unaffected by the $2.99 printing fee. So
let me ask the question then. So if you are paying for Frontier in your HOA dues and that's all you have, then you're okay to continue doing what you're doing because you don't get a bill already anyway.
That's correct. That is exactly what Frontier has advised us of. Everyone else, it does have to go online and register for paperless billing if that is what they would like to do.
So that's if they have TV or telephone. Okay?
That's correct.
And they're getting a bill. So if you get a bill in your mailbox and you're going to get a $2.99 charge, unless you call Frontier and say, I don't want my bills anymore. Well, you're going to get a bill anyway, but at least it would come online on the computer instead of in a paper bill. So I imagine this is what's going to happen with all of our bills pretty soon. Everybody's going to start charging us to send us our bills now. So we'll be paying service charges on top of our bills, which is great.
Right. So there's two options to sign up for paperless billing. One would be to go online on frontier.com. The other would be to call at 844-660-0648 and let them know you would like to sign up for paperless billing to avoid that printing fee.
Cool. So the next question I have for you, Vanessa, is I know we get a lot of people asking us about wanting to work again. These retired people are wanting to work, and the HOA, Sun City Shadow Hills, does not have employees. We've tried to explain this before, that we hire management companies to do the jobs for us in our community. So we as homeowners don't employ anybody. But we do have great volunteers. Volunteers that volunteer for the board, volunteer for the committees, volunteer for desks like Lifestyles. What's the process with that in a nutshell?
That's correct. We have wonderful volunteers that make the world go round here. If you are interested in volunteering some time over at the Lifestyle desk or maybe even at the restaurant, I'm not specifically sure what type of volunteer tasks or jobs are available, but please do send me an email. Let me know what you would be interested in, and we can definitely reach out to that department to see if we can find some volunteer tasks or work for you. Absolutely.
Nice. So that you did get to do something fun, because volunteering is fun for a lot of people because they enjoy it. It gets them outside, and it gets them into enjoying other neighbors and people in the community, which
is
great.
And we so appreciate all of our volunteers.
Very much so. One of the things I wanted to talk about is the DRC has been putting in the View articles about different subjects that happen around our community. And you can go online, correct? You can go online to the HOA website and see the old View magazines and articles and
Absolutely.
Stuff?
Absolutely. We have full archives of our View magazines. You can definitely go on there and view a PDF version of it.
So you can go in and review a lot of the things that different committees and people like DRC have put out there. And the reason why I bring this up is because there are a lot of things that are happening in the community that people are moving in and not realizing that they are in an HOA, okay? And the HOA does have a lot of limitations on what you can do on the exterior of your homes. One of the things that is most important is when you do want to do an improvement on your house is that you come to the HOA office and you fill out a home improvement application, which is called an HIA. The DRC has done a wonderful job in putting the HIA together so that it's very easy to read, and you can read all that information and fill out the pertinent parts of it and return that so that you can get your application into the DRC. Now that DRC is the Design Review Committee. So it's very important that you read those articles, take a look at them, because there's, like I said, there's a lot of things that are happening in the community that need to be addressed. So the next thing I want to tell you, and I don't want to confuse you about this, but I know there's been a lot of talk about, people are asking about the blue trash cans. Well, I want you to understand, waste management is in a process right now of changing the trash cans on us. If you have the trash cans that you've had for a long time, don't worry about it right now, because it's not going to be you. It's only the people that are coming in new or people who have destroyed trash cans. The trash is going to be changing its color. The recycling is going to be a different color. And the green waste is now going to be organic and green waste. So I'm going to be calling waste management in the next couple of months to give us a rundown on what their changes are going to be so that you'll get a full explanation on that. Just know that if you don't have a blue trash can, it's okay. It may be a new resident, or it may be a resident that has a destroyed trash can that had to be replaced, and they are not sending out the red maroon trash cans anymore. So I want to check with Connie. Connie, was there anything else you had?
No, I just wanted to say thank you to Shadows for being there and supporting us, the board, of course, as well, and the HOA office and staff as well, so as the communication team, and all the departments really are very instrumental in making sure that all of our events are successful and that they are safe.
I just want to say we truly are a dream team here.
Definitely.
So happy to have this team.
I agree. Thank you, Connie. Thank you, Ward. Thank you, Vanessa. Yeah. You guys make this job easier for everybody, and thank the community as well for all the support that they provide to us.
Definitely.
I really like the fact that we get together and get a little touch of each of the different areas for a podcast. That's a little longer podcast than normal, but it's an information podcast, and you can scoot through it to find the areas that you want to listen to if something is not on your interest in the podcast. But it was a great job today. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Like I tell you, every time I get a chance, it's very hot out there. For your pets, make sure you're not walking your dogs on the asphalt, because we definitely don't want to have them burning their feet. Remember, a good way to know is if your foot is on the asphalt and it's burning, so is your dog's, and that is a very important thing.
One final thing, if you're out there walking or jogging and for whatever reason you run out of water or don't have water with you and you see a patrol officer, please flag them down. They are equipped with iced water for you at this time during these very hot summer months. So they're there for you.
There you go. Okay, Sun City Shadow Hills, I appreciate you and I look forward to seeing you out there in the community. Have a great day. Thank you for your time. Bye.